Krishna. At which point is that, this is the question. The devotion we do using our material mind, body and senses and all material things is spiritual. How? When we execute pure bhakti, it is not from mental state. Devotion is actually spiritual. So it doesn't arise from the material mind, body or the senses. It must arise ultimately from something spiritual, and so it must have a spiritual location. Thus ultimately it is said that bhakti is not a material process at all, and the affection for the Lord is not a material thing, it is spiritual. The bhakti is the shakti of the Lord, which is bhakti shakti. When bhakti manifests in a jiva, that means there is a spiritual potency manifesting in the jiva. Sometimes when devotees hear about the emotions and bhakti, they may think, probably if I picturize the pastimes, I may feel some emotion. Like you picturize the pastime of Krishna lifting Govardhan hill, or Krishna dancing on Kaliya. Or when you look at the deity forms of the Lord, you just try to picture something in the mind. This is called mental adjustment. This is not spiritual. So bhakti is not a mental adjustment. Similarly, some people try to intellectually understand Krishna and his greatness, and that also is intellectual adjustment. Then what is bhakti? If by using my intelligence, if I try to understand the shastras and understand how Krishna is creating all the universes, he is expanding himself into all the universes, and sun and moon are his eyes, and he expands the 24 material elements. Using our intelligence, our understanding, is it not bhakti? Understanding his greatness with intelligence? No. Bhakti is spiritual. It is beyond that. That is why it is said, bhakti comes by sphurti, from within the heart. That sphurti is actually introduced by bhakti shakti. Bhakti cannot be done on our own. It has to be done in collaboration with Krishna. When Krishna is pleased with a jiva, then he infuses his heart with bhakti shakti. And then when that bhakti shakti, that is why you will always find two words you find. One is, like you say, yasya deve para bhakti rita deve tata guru tasyaite katita hyartha prakashante mahatmanah. Prakashante mahatmanah means the divya jnan is never acquired through the mundane material senses. There are so many people hearing the same knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam all over the world, but it doesn't have any desired effect in them. But prakashante mahatmanah, he says, the actual divya jnan arises in the heart of a devotee by dint of his sincerely surrendering to a bona fide spiritual master and rendering devotional service. Then it awakens. Same way, the Leela Spurti, it is said, Ishta Deve Spurti. The Ishta Deve, somebody's Ishta Deve is Narsangadev, somebody's Ishta Deve is Vishnu, somebody's Ishta Deve is Ram, somebody's Ishta Deve is Krishna. That Spurti, Ishta Deve Spurti actually is a awakening of the bhakti shakti in the heart of the devotee, when Krishna is pleased with the devotee. So he says here, it is not a mental adjustment. And even if you do mental adjustment, after some time you will get tired. You try to think, maybe like this, I will be a manjari in the spiritual world, gopi in spiritual world, I will dance like this, do like that. You know, yes, how long will it go on thinking like that? You will get tired. Whereas, the real bhakti arises in the heart of the devotee. Like, see, today is the disappearance of Srila Sanatana Goswami Pada, who is Lavanga Manjari in the spiritual sky. Rupa Sanatana, Rupa Manjari and Lavanga Manjari in the spiritual world. So how did he manifest his bhakti shakti? Not ordinary thing. You know, Nawab Zain Shah, when he had employed Rupa and Sanatana, in order to save the Hindu community, they accepted the service, job under this Muslim king. But behind, in their own palace, in the garden, they had made a Gupta Vrindavan, where they had made Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Yamuna flowing. They had made Kadambakanan forest, you know, and on early morning, Sanatana Goswami got a vision of a Brahmana coming in his dream and giving him a Srimad Bhagavatam. When he woke up, he didn't find the Brahmana and he lamented pathetically. But sure enough, during the day, the Brahmana came and gave him the Bhagavatam. And then, since then, he studied, and also he had a spiritual master, Madhusudan Vachaspati, who personally taught him Srimad Bhagavatam, whom he adores and glorifies in Sararatha Darshani, you will find. So he was a pakka Vaishnava, even before. And he was practicing devotion service wonderfully. He is sitting in their gardens, remembering the Vrindavan, for his rendering devotion service to Krishna, waiting for a time when he can relinquish all the material mundane things and go and join Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At one point of time, his bhakti in his heart went to such a peak that he left his governmental post and sat at home and studied Bhagavatam. This goes to show that one's eagerness to hear Bhagavatam, even at the cost of one's life, arises in the heart. So, with all the Vaishnavas sitting and studying Bhagavatam, and the king arrived there, he at the pretext of being sick, he was studying. But when the king arrived there and said, "Sanatan, you are cheating me that you are sick, but you are studying Bhagavatam at home, sitting at home." Sanatan said, "My dear king, you are the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whatever you want to do with me, you may do. If you want to arrest me, arrest me. If you want to kill me, you kill me. But right now, I cannot do any more governmental service. I have decided to completely take shelter of Krishna by studying Bhagavatam and surrendering my life." You can imagine, the king was a cruel man. He would have taken out his sword and cut off his head. And Sanatana was ready for it. If this is a way I can remember Krishna and leave my body, I would do it. And he was taking the risk of his life to study Bhagavatam. I don't think any of us is having life risk for hearing Bhagavatam every day. Isn't it? When that intensity of bhakti arises in the heart, then one immediately gets a shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. Subsequently, what difficulties he endured to go through to attain the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after which how he practiced bhakti when he was living in Vrindavan Dham. So, bhakti arises by two things. One is studying the Shastra with the desire to cultivate a relationship with Krishna. Studying the Shastras to awaken love for Krishna, not for any scholarly aptitude. That's one thing. Another thing, by rendering devotion service with great intensity. Because without rendering service, there is no practical realization. Our knowledge may be very theoretical and superficial and mental. But for that knowledge to become a tangible reality for us, and to develop firm faith in Krishna with our heart, we have to render devotion service. So, Divya Jnana, which is Bhakti Jnana, Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam, should be cultivated with the desire to strike a relation with Krishna. And this, it is done through the medium of the bona fide spiritual master who bestows the holy name upon the disciple. And the holy name acts as the miracle or the magic by which the limbs of the body of the devotee and the material mind and material intelligence, they all are rendered spiritual, exactly as the iron rod put in the fire becomes fiery. So our senses and mind and intelligence are spiritualized by the Mahamantra that we chant every day. And by the spiritualizing of the senses, then Krishna is very pleased, he will awaken in our heart on his own. Just like the sun rises in the morning on its own, not by our command or demand. Similarly, Krishna will arise in our heart. At that time, what we experience is bhakti. We can only witness it and worship it, putting it on the highest pedestal of our heart. And the medium is the holy name. Because without accepting holy name from a guru and chanting it regularly with great sincerity and without any offenses, there is no possibility of awakening genuine bhakti. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances unto all the Vaishnava.